Let's start with an injury update today, Corey. Seth Hundeby wasn't practicing, Eric Anderson, and I think I saw another one. What's the injury status of some players?
Yeah. You know, guys are just a little bit nicked up. You know, some of the rookies, too. You know, this is not just day two for them. They've been going a little bit. So just being precautious about it so we can get them back on the field as fast as possible to be able to put their best foot forward.
Anything to be concerned about?
No, man. Just football.
Yeah. Mario Anderson, he's running back you guys brought in, had a good run there at points. What have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, you know, just everything that we've seen on tape. You know, he's not the biggest guy in stature, but he runs hard too. You know, when the pads come on, but he does a good job pressing holes and finding cutback alleys. He's got great vision, and he bursts through the hole, man. So the biggest thing for him, those young guys, those backs coming in, is not necessarily what they're doing with the ball, but what they're doing without the ball and identifying fronts and protection, stuff like that. And you can hear him being vocal out there, so he's picking it up.
Speaking of the pads, fans will wonder when we see the first pad practice.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow. So we're all geared up for that. We're excited. You know, we want to hear what that practice sounds like, but we want to do it smart.
Last one from me here. Did see more vocal today, guys. A little bit of chirping, a little bit of cheering each other on. What do you like to see that? Do you like to see that from the guys on day two here?
Yeah, you love to see it because it's just, you know, this is a competitive group, you know, so they'll go back and forth, but it's always family environment. You know, they'll love it up right after the period. So it's just healthy competition, you know, but we just got to make sure that there's a line, you know, that can't be crossed with that as well. And again, all eyes are on everything.
Corey, is the Braden Mosseri catch the play of the day, or do you have a defensive nomination?
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. You know, I got to see that one. That was really good. I think also, I think Sales got a pick in Skelly as well. And the defense, we worked the drill earlier today to see how we look, you know, post turnover, and got to see a little bit of that. So, you know, you're pleased with all those things. And then, you know, even down at the one-on-ones, just seeing the guys progress from day one to day two in their pass pro and their pass rush. So there was a lot of good stuff out there today.
On the Sales pick, that was really climbing the ladder too, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, Sales, he's a freak athlete, man. And, you know, even he's gotten a few picks, obviously, over his career, and I think five last year. You know, we just got to make sure that we're working as a team after we get the interception, specifically with Sales. You know, he could go rogue sometimes, but, you know, it's always a gift when the defense possesses the ball.
Mike Rose told me yesterday that basically when he got to Calgary, it was you switching him from DN to D tackle. What did you see there? Obviously, that's turned out fabulously.
Yeah, you just, you know, he came in probably about 270, and usually around that weight, you know, you're thinking about can they move inside, and he was physical enough to do it. And then also now you transition your speed from being a defensive end to a three technique and dealing with a little bit more speed inside. So the biggest key is can they handle the physicality in the run game, and, you know, he's obviously shown that throughout his career to be able to do that. And now I think he loves it. So, you know, he's happy, we're happy.
Shane Ray, what does he bring to this team? You can obviously see a lot of leadership right off the hop.
Yeah, certainly that. You know, he's seen a lot of football intensity, you know, when periods are running high and, you know, the game day environment, you know, these guys haven't seen him yet. You know, he's going to get everybody's juices up. He's very similar to Revis in that standpoint. And then as a player, man, you know, super explosive. You know, you wouldn't look at him and identify him as a big dog, so to speak, but he plays behind his pads. He's extremely strong, too, so he's got a lot of
Saw it, says, you know, he hasn't played the Canadian game in a long time. How do you assimilate from the American game to the Canadian game in that position?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, just about time. You know, it's going to take some reps for him to get used to that, and then also understanding what we got going on as it pertains to the Canadian game and line play. You know, I think he landed last night and got with the coach. He was up probably till midnight trying to learn the playbook so they can get out here and have an idea. And I thought he showed well today. You know, there's of course going to be a few mistakes, but, you know, you give him a little bit of grace. He's only been here less than 24 hours, but, you know, he showed really well in the one-on-one pass rush as well. He's certainly the guy that that we expected to see.
How big a problem is it that he's coming late to camp?
I think it's still relatively early. So again, that's just his will to put in the time with his coaches to make sure that he catches up, and he's already got that, you know, so we don't have to drag him to do anything. He wants to do it. So he didn't want to miss the practice, even though he got in late last night. So he sacrificed a little bit of sleep to make sure that he can go out here and get after it. I think experience, just being some work together and knowing, inevitably adversity is going to hit you in a football season. It's not looking to the left and the right and kind of guessing at how everybody's going to respond. Everybody knows it, and the young bucks have already came in and they've assimilated to the culture that we have here. So with continuity, I think just having that experience and trust in one another.
Was that missing from last year?
No. To be honest, you hope you get that out the gate. It just usually those things take time. And what I thought about this group is that they kind of hit the ground running from that standpoint. I think a lot of them knew each other, but just in what we were trying to accomplish, situation. Obviously, last year our backs were against the wall, and those guys responded incredibly. So. To answer your question, no, but it's even stronger, I think, this year.
What was missing?
A win at the end of the season, but that's not just the players. That's, myself, that's the coaches and everything. So we just got to be a little bit tighter on details, and I think experience in the bigger game certainly can help us going forward.
What's the goal this year?
Just same for everybody, just to win the last game of the year.
Was it 13 guys took snaps last year on the O-line? And I'm sure that's something you don't want to see, but I think it was Ferland took it from three different positions. Is it starting to look a little more settled there? And do the guys that were injured look a little more healthy and a little more settled now?
Yeah, exactly. Like we always talk about in that situation, just the gift and the curse of having so many guys play is when you come back to camp the next year, your depth is pretty deep of game experience. So, it's early. We feel really good about it now, but we'll just see how it goes. But as far as the guys that, were unfortunately hurt last year coming back, everybody looks really good.